We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now an issue that could affect thousands of people trying to find a place to live here in the city. A bill being introduced in the city council today would ban many landlords and brokers from trying to get a person's criminal records so they could then deny them housing. A rally in favor of the bill is being held at City Hall at 11 o'clock this morning. Joining us live on 1010 Winds Newsline is Frank Ricci, Executive Vice President with the Rent Stabilization Association. Frank, thank you for being here. Do landlords and brokers still want to be allowed to seek a person's criminal records?
Well, and let me just add something. This bill would not just ban managers or building owners. It also would ban co-op boards and condo associations from doing a background check, a criminal background check on a prospective buyer. Of course, it affects owners too, and precluding them from doing a background check. And, I just want to say at the outset, I think most owners, managers, people, we all believe in a second chance for people, but that's not really the issue here. The issue here is that they would be banned from even using that as one of the many tools they have to use to evaluate a prospective tenant. And for a building owner, a manager, a co-op, condo association, they have a very serious responsibility regarding the safety of the existing tenants in the building. So this bill was introduced last year. It never went anywhere in the city council, mostly because building residents were the ones who opposed it, along with owners and managers and co-op associations.
Why did the building residents oppose it, Frank?
Safety. It's a safety issue. I mean, if you have someone who is on a sex registry because of a conviction for pedophilia, let's say, and you're the owner of the building and you know that you have a lot of families with young children in the building, those residents do not want that person in the building. And that's a legitimate reason to say, no, this is not the right place for you. We need to find some other place for you, or you need to find some other place where you're not going to have, have that exposure to families with children.
Right.
If I can just jump in, Frank,
what if it were, just to present the other side, what if it were a lower level crime? And you mentioned this, and it's a person looking for a second chance. What about that?
Well, I think right now that happens all the time, that owners say, we do look at those criminal records and say, you know what? This is not a serious crime. This may have been some kind of minor white collar conviction for something. It could have been 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 7 years ago. This is not an issue in the building. And those people are renting those apartments.
Right. So you say that the landlords and the brokers just need to be privy to that information and then make a decision based upon that.
Criminal background checks is just one of several tools that owners need to have at their disposal to evaluate a potential tenant in the building and weigh that against the other residents in the building and their safety.
Gotcha. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for presenting your side, Frank Ricci, Executive Vice President with the Rent Stabilization Association. Frank, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.